I've been dating since I was 15. I'm exhausted. Where is he?
Who? The White Knight?
That only happens in fairy tales.
My hair hurts. Charlotte, honey, did you ever think that maybe we're the White Knights and we're the ones that have to save ourselves?
Welcome back to Status Complicated. Thank you for joining us. This is our first episode of 2016. I'm so excited to have you guys back and to bring you some more love and relationship stories, advice, and I hope that you'll enjoy our next two guests who have a great perspective on dating right after college. Enjoy.
I think it's a weird time period in your life when you're in your mid-20s because you guys are all trying
Preaching
to figure,
the choir, yeah.
figure out your life.
Yeah,
like,
for real. I'm already on my third career change.
Are you?
I'm applying to law school right now, so kind of,
yeah. You're applying to law school?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Thanks. She's literally waiting to hear back, like, for this week.
For this week, I'll hear back, get my LSAT scores back. I had a very, very tumultuous year, but... Yeah, but I mean, I thought I was going to be an actress, and then I decided I didn't want to do that. I kind of fell with my English degree, fell into teaching, and then the kids, I work with kids in Bed-Stuy, and they inspired me to want to go into town advocacy work, so I don't think teaching is for me, but I'm obsessed with them, and I'm worried about them. Mm-hmm. So all to say mid-20s.
Are the craziest time. Yeah. No, really, I would say this all the time. I was like, it's your quarter life crisis. You know, there's like a midlife crisis, but no one talks about your quarter life crisis. And it's real because it's like you're expected to have this great job, have your life figured out. And then like all of a sudden dating's like so much more serious.
And be having fun. Everyone's like, you should be enjoying yourself.
Yeah.
Hard to.
And then also, you're not making like a ton of money
right.
at this time.
Yeah, midlife crisis, you have more money to blow.
Yeah, like, you're not making like a ton of money, but you still want to do fun things. Mm-hmm. It's like a weird time. So that's why, like, I actually wanted to ask you guys, what if you met a perfect guy? Like, are you going to really get married in like 2 years? Like, is that something that you want?
No, and I think we both. I don't even 100% know. If marriage has never been something that's been a priority to me. I never imagined my wedding as a young child.
Yeah.
I did, for the record.
You did. I'm surprised.
I know. Yeah. I want to get married, but I don't. My parents instilled in me like not to get married until I was like, at least. My mom is like, you have to be at least 28. Sorry, continue.
No, that's fine. But I always, for whatever reason, marriage seemed arbitrary to me. Like, I want to be with someone, but if marriage is important to them, I'm not against it and I'll get married, but it's not. So like the marriage deadline isn't super important to me. Also having, I have been, as has Charlie, been single without like a quote unquote boyfriend for over almost 5 years now. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of at the point where I realize that it's fun, but it's also exhausting. And like, I think if I met someone, I would be okay. As I said, marriage isn't necessarily important to me, but if I met someone right now that I was, that was perfect, I think I would be okay seeing myself with them for the long term.
And what about you? If you met someone and want to get married in 2 years?
I think it would be the same situation where I'd just be like, I've always, like, my parents got married really young, mm-hmm. or my mom was really young. My dad was older, but, like, I think she was just, not that they regret it, but they kind of had to do it because she was moving from the Philippines to the U.S., and, you know, she could, only way she could do that is to be married to my dad. And so they got married really young, and so mm-hmm. my mom is like, has always just been like, you shouldn't do that because you have so much of your life to live. I mean, we're really lucky, like, and, you know, living in New York, growing up, going to school at NYU, we really developed as individuals.
Super fast.
Super fast. And also with the dating the way it is, you're kind of more focused on yourself all through your college. Mm-hmm. Basically, none of our friends got boyfriends until their senior years. And, you know, like, we just really became who we were, which is really lucky because now we really know who we are. I mean, like, it's hard because we're still in New York and we're still like, how do we find somebody? But, like, at least we go, when we go out with guys, we know exactly, like, we know who we want to be with the person that we want.
That's so interesting because it's almost like you're saying because you went to school at NYU pushes you to be like discover yourself and
be
like
the most interesting person.
Be the most interesting person and also grow up so fast. Yeah. You're in the middle of New York City. There's no campus. You're
alone.
You're alone.
In a lonely city.
You're
alone.
There's very few. I know they try to do community stuff, but it's hard. There is no campus, and there's no.
That's so true.
You know, there's no frat parties or whatever.
And there are, but you're not invited to them.
We've been to like two. Yeah. I had never played. People are shocked that I never played like beer pong in college. You know.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that wasn't a thing. No, apartments. They weren't big enough. Mm-hmm. You would go to if you went to an apartment party. It was like, you know, a tiny apartment. Stuff with people.
Yeah.
And, super sweaty. And then everyone was trying to be as cool as possible. Yeah. So you were like, I can't speak to any of you. I mean, it really wasn't until our sophomore year when we had found our group of friends where we really felt, like, comfortable going out. Like, I mean, I feel that way.
Yeah. And then when we went out, it was to bars or, you know. Yeah. And we were meeting guys that were older because we weren't supposed to be in those bars. So, and the thing is like, that was another thing. It was, like, dating older guys, I feel like you also were trying to be so interesting because you're like, they're older, they have themselves established. But then you realize that they're just as boring as younger guys.
Yeah.
So you guys were already in college dating guys outside of college.
Yes, that was how it was. Because here's the thing. At NYU, if you didn't snag a single guy the second you got there, like, there were guys, but they were dating people from freshman year, or they were interested in men, or they were complete assholes who thought that they could get any girl. Those are
because
the three,
they could. Because there's such a small straight guy population. Yeah.
So, So then, or they'd be like, I don't date, you know, NYU girls or whatever. I don't know. I guess.
No, there was.
It was a whole thing. Regardless, you. Also, you wouldn't, we didn't really, the NYU guys are just not the guys that we wanted to be with. They are, like, the kind of guy that are, like, I'm trying to be interesting.
Yeah.
And they can get any girl, so they have this, like, mentality that they're ass, they're just not nice people. They're not, I mean, they are.
We have some guy friends at NYU.
I guess that's not fair, but, like, you know, in general, if they.
It's just not a conducive environment to finding
and
romance.
The single guys usually already had girlfriends.
Okay, so, but going back to what you were saying, so you feel like you were dating, like, older guys already that weren't even in college, which I didn't even, when I was in college, because I went to a very typical college where there was frats and sororities, and you went to frat parties, or you went to house parties, too, but it was, like, my town was, like, 40,000 people where I went to college, and 20,000 of them were college students. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, it was that kind of scenario. You know? And so it was very typical kind of college. So for me, thinking of dating someone that wasn't in college was not even in, like, the realm of possibility.
Yeah, I mean, that was the thing about us. We got here thinking, like, oh, college. Then you quickly learned, like, no. Mm-hmm. If you want to date somebody, you're probably going to just have to be going out like a person in New York does. So what I've learned having graduated, it's so much more fun now. Because first of all, I remember being in school and just being like so sad about it all the time. Because I felt it felt like a part of my college experience was really lost. But now, I mean, but I needed that. I wanted to go to NYU and like at the time, in the moment, it was sad, but, like, now that I'm out and I graduated from NYU and now I'm, like, exposed to the lifestyle of, like, a New Yorker where you're dating people from bars or you're dating people from your phone, like,
your phone.
It's, like, more fun, you know?
Yeah, okay.
And I'm more secure in who I am, like,
As a dater.
As I'm less concerned, you know? Like, before, you would just be, like, oh, you didn't want them to, like, I don't know, just different things. But it's, like, a lot less stressful now. I'm just, like, it's supposed to be fun.
Yeah.
It's still sometimes not, but now.
Yeah. We have a joke amongst our group of friends that we go into dates now with the attitude of, I'm awesome. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, like, I know I'm great. What's your deal?
Yeah. That is an amazing way to go in. And I feel like people don't do that when they're in their early 20s. Like, it takes a while to get there because it's such an awkward time. Like, you leave college And then all of a sudden you're kind of thrown into this real world of, like, finding a job, like, getting, you know, trying to figure out what you're going to do, where you're going to live, and all this stuff. Yeah. And then on top of that, it's like, I would say back in college, it was easy to meet up at a bar or easy to meet up in class or see this person on campus. But, like, in real life, that doesn't happen unless you guys are making plans to see each other. It's become it, and your schedules need to line up and all that. So, but you're definitely having, obviously, fun with it now.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying. You know, we try to. Yeah. It's still, like, hard, but, you know, I'm less worried about it. Like, I used to be more concerned in college because I felt like I was missing something. You know, it was like there's part of that that's not happening that usual normal college kids get.
And a competitive thing, too, because not overtly, but all my friends from high school who were at normal colleges and had boyfriends or were dating a lot or meeting a lot of guys, you know, having relations with a lot of men at frat parties and stuff. And, you know, they'd ask you about your love life and be like, I have my 12-hour studio days, you know.
Because we were also acting majors. Yeah. So it was like, we were so busy. We'd go from studio to rehearsal.
Yeah.
We, like, our schedules were insane.
And, yeah, I would say it wasn't a priority until it was, like, Saturday night and you were in your bed. Like, I wish I had some.
And sometimes we did.
And sometimes we did, yes. We both saw people in our college.
Yes. We're not painting the picture quite correctly. Like, there were, like, people, but they just were never, like, who you actually wanted to be.
So you guys didn't have any major relationships in college?
I mean, like, there were people that I could say were there for, like, a chunk of time. Like, but I would never say that I was not ever in a committed relationship.
Okay.
Yeah, I would never use the word boyfriend.
Yeah, exactly. Never use the word boyfriend.
And since graduating, which has been only like a year or so, right?
Yeah.
Since graduating?
Less.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you had more than 3 months of dating someone? Let's say. Like one person.
More. I mean.
I can super say no. You figure it out.
Not really. Because it's not ever been committed. You know what I mean? It's like, you're seeing somebody for, like, that
once every 2 weeks.
But it's not like, we were never, you know.
My longest, my most consistent, and I will also say, as I said, it's been a tumultuous year. I've had some family stuff going on, and I work 12 hours a day. We have long days. I work at a charter school. But, my longest has been 2 dates in a row. And then...
What happened?
Weird. We already knew he was, though.
It was fun. Like, I had a good time. But then, you know, I had a good time. I didn't think we had that much in common, but he was pretty persistent. So we went out again, and I just realized, I was like, this is not something I see myself long term, and I barely can fit my real friends into my schedule. Like, I'm not going to work it around this guy who I know isn't going to be a thing. But I am, because, you know, people think it's so easy with this, it was through an app, you know, blah, 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 whatever. People think it's so easy to ghost. I made it a point not to just ghost. I sent him a really long, nice text explaining, this is actually a very world we live in type story. I sent him a really nice, long text explaining, you're a really nice guy. I don't think we have this in common. My life's kind of busy right now, et cetera, et cetera. He sent me back a broken heart emoji.
Stop it.
But there's more.
But you're so gorgeous.
That's what he took from this.
Right, which is offensive to me because I'm like, I'm telling you our insides don't match. And all you're concerned about is my aesthetic appeal. And he still texts me.
He sends me pictures every couple weeks.
He sends me pictures. Not like dirty pictures.
We have another thing. Our group of friends have another thing. It's, they always come back. No matter what, they will always come back. And you know
what? Even if they disappear.
Sometimes you will come back, and you're the they in this situation. But they as a whole will always come back. Like, there's
because
not one
so
guy
easy.
That I haven't dated who has, like, just randomly texted me, hi.
Yeah.
You know, or, like,
Joe from the bar.
Yeah, I know. Comes up on your phone or, like,
on a Saturday night because he's drunk. And it's so easy to send a text. Yeah. It's so easy.
But we do it, too. Like,
that
we joke
so
about it sometimes.
Because you think it's a funny thing to do because they're not a real person.
Yeah, and you're...
They're just a number in your phone.
That's a really good point. It's like, I don't really have anything... You guys went on 2 dates.
Yeah.
I mean, like... is it costing him anything to send you a broken heart emoji? No, because you guys don't really know each other.
He was 29. I want to put that out there. He was 29.
Oh my gosh, this is horrible.
I feel like that is this way of dating without consequences is also promoting. I would say people don't want to commit. They don't, so they don't grow, and they don't grow up as quickly. So I'm sitting here, I'm 22, and I, as we've said, I feel like I had to grow up quickly because I moved here, and I feel like I am more secure in who I am and where I am in my life than this 29-year-old, you know? It's hard.
Was he from New York?
I don't know.
You're like, who knows? It was only 2 days. I mean, that is crazy, but the fact that these people kind of like leave your life, you're like, I'm over you, I don't care, but they'll text you on Saturday because they're like, well, I mean, if she responds, awesome. If she doesn't, I don't care.
Exactly. There's no consequences.
Yeah. Right? So there's the potential of you guys hooking up or there's not. And it is what it is to them.
Yeah.
That is so crazy because I feel like before dating apps were actually like a thing that was totally acceptable like it is now. Mm-hmm. Like back in the day, people would be like, where did you meet your husband? And people would lie because they didn't want to say that they met on, you know, whatever app or not or app.
Online.
EHarmony. EHarmony. Like I had a coworker a long time ago that didn't want to say that because it's like years ago. And then later on I found out because it was so taboo. But now it's like that's the way you're meeting. It's almost weird if you were to come into work the next day and be like, hey, I met this guy.
Mm-hmm. On the subway.
On the subway. Yeah. Exactly.
You'd be like, why did he talk to you?
Yeah. You let him do that?
Yeah. And I will say because I went from being in NYU with all these people who like Charlie said, no one even was dating anyone till senior year and nobody except for our roommate, nobody I know met their significant other in college. Yeah. In college, you know, if they met them during the college years, it was in other places. And now I, you know, started this job this year and all with all these people, most of them did not go to college in the city. Most of them went to quote unquote, typical colleges.
Yeah.
And they're all in significant, committed, long-term relationships with people. And they all are from college, all met them from college. And they're all my age and they're living together or they've been together for years.
I mean, that's kind of crazy because like
we can't even imagine.
Yeah.
I can't even think about it. I'm like, whoa, that's crazy. Which I kind of like in a lot of ways because my life, I want to develop this way. I want to get married when I'm older.
Yeah.
So the fact that that is like, I feel very comfortable just like living my life. I don't know. That just seems really intense.
We're in college. Were you guys using dating apps in college?
Not until...
like junior year?
Maybe,
freshman year was Date My School.
Oh, yes. But I never did that.
Oh, I did
What's that?
It's so... it's like through... it's a...
you have to
online.
Use your school email.
Yeah, you use your school email. So it's like people that either you... that go to NYU or you go to like
alums.
Other schools that are close to you or alums. Also, though, when Tinder became... like, we didn't start using Tinder then... but that's when it came out because I remember our friend showing it to us and we knew her then in sophomore year. The same girl.
Oh, same. Yes. I remember her telling us about it.
Yeah. We were like,
that's weird.
We thought it was so weird.
Right.
Like, I remember the day.
We did OK. Oh, and I did OK Cupid.
Which I've
which
never
was
done.
a whole website, which now feels, that feels antiquated. Yeah. Using a website. I think, it's so much easier to text someone, even if they don't mean anything to you. That's the sad part, is I can't think of... there was only one person in all of college that even came close to meaning something to me, you know? Which is sad.
That is crazy, because I remember, like, when I was in college, and, you know, obviously you were still texting, it wasn't like people were actually physically calling each other at that point either. I mean, that's a whole nother story of, like, actually calling people and having...
I know,
so you need to have that conversation. But, I mean, I know that, like, yes, of course there was drunk texting and whatever, but then it was always kind of skewed and like, oh, so you're thinking about me or like, because it didn't happen as often. If like I broke up with someone in college, we broke up. Like we weren't talking again. I wasn't hearing from you. Like that was that.
What about Facebook?
Well, see, like I know I'm going to totally date myself here, but like Facebook became a thing my senior year.
Oh.
So that does change it.
Yeah.
That and Instagram and Snapchat. Like
watching them.
And, yeah, they're seeing
what are you doing?
And they view your Snapchat stories.
Oh, God, do they ever. Like, stop watching my Snapchat stories. You know you can block them now, though.
Yeah.
Like, you're not allowed to watch this.
I think it's interesting that you know that they watched it. You know, like, on Facebook, you don't know if they've been staring at your pictures for 30 hours.
That's true.
Like, you have no idea. I remember having friends, this is then after college, that, like, was dating someone, and she would be, like, on his Facebook all the time after they broke up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then some weird article came out being like, oh, people can track how long you've been on their page. And she started flipping out. She was like, oh my God, I go on it every single day. And that, but it was like a lie.
So scary,
you know? Yeah. Like, you know, it was like the stupid article.
And everyone
that she
read. Does. Yeah.
You know, that she was like, this is creepy. But on like Snapchat,
yeah, even you.
You can actually know if they watched it. Yeah.
Which is even now, that's even crazy.
Yeah. Like you straight up, like,
I heard
of somebody in my life, kind of, who I literally only, like, we hardcore ignore each other, like, hardcore. But I know that he is watching all of my Snapchats, and I'm like fuming in the corner because I'm just like, I know you care, but why are you? No, I do not watch his. It's like I make a point. I'm like, I'm not gonna. I don't want to know what you're doing. And I think he knows that I don't. Like, I think he must like realize. It's a weird dynamic because like, well, that's just like a weird situation because there are reasons why we can't. It can't, like, it's not a thing. I don't even know if it would be, but regardless, it's like, you know, I don't know. It's just like this thing where it's like, you still in my, like,
you're still in my life.
You still care. You obviously still care enough to, like, do that. I mean, I know it's easy, but, like, you still want to know what I'm doing, you know?
Right. Like, you would think that if he saw that you weren't doing it, it would be a clear sign, like,
yeah.
All right. Maybe I should stop this.
I mean, it's fine. I like it's one of those things where you're just kind of like it doesn't affect my life that much, obviously. But
yeah.
I do think about it. I'm like,
or someone you know likes one of your pictures. Someone you haven't a guy you haven't talked to in a while likes one of your pictures on Instagram, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, he cares. Or but he might not. Like it was just so he was scrolling, and you know.
Yeah.
I also heard a horror story backtracking to the Facebook thing. A girl telling me that she, like, went to search for a guy that she'd been stalking and accidentally, like, posted it as a status.
Oh, my God.
His name.
What?
Wait.
How do you even do that?
Wait, what?
Like, tagging him?
I don't think she, I don't know if she tagged him, and I don't know, but I think, like, she didn't realize, it was on her phone, so I think she didn't realize.
Oh, my gosh, that's
and
then
it was
so
just
sad.
There.
That's
wait,
really
so
sad.
She, like, found his name and somehow.
When she went to type it into the. She went to type it into the search bar on her Facebook app and instead put it in the status box.
Oh,
and instead of pressing search, pressed post. And didn't realize.
How do you even do that?
I would die.
That's so
That's
sad.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like a different, it's like a totally different world, I feel. And that's what I'm saying. Like, the fact that people know that you're on Snapchat and seeing your stuff, like that's crazy to me.
Yeah.
I kind of like that Facebook. You have no idea.
Yeah.
People just
it's
look at it.
It's better that way.
And it's nice.
People don't need to know how weird you are. You know how creepy
but
you are.
But also, it's a thing where it's like you are also being super creepy. Like that just wasn't an option 10 years ago. You'd have to drive by someone's house to know what they were doing, which is not acceptable. Or ask your friends. You know.
Yeah, it's true.
And like half the people that you guys are probably dating don't even know where you live right now. Like, it's not like you're really...
Or they know the area.
They know the area,
yeah.
But they're not, like, gonna stroll by casually and be like, hey, what are you doing here?
Whoa!
Fancy
weird.
Seeing you here.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely
so
not
funny.
In New York.
Although sometimes you run into them at Whole Foods.
One time, we were, I don't know, talking about my dad and, like, you know, how she and my dad were together. I don't
how
know.
Old were you?
I was probably, like, 5 or 4.
Okay.
And I was like, Mommy, what if I never find my daddy? Like, it's a creepy sentence. But like my
person
to have kids
at 5. I was worried about this.
That is intense.
Yeah.
And I think there is something to be like said about that. It's like why are girls worried about that at that
females,
age?
As females, we're already concerned. We're like, it's put in us to be concerned
about it.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, there's so many other things to be concerned about.
I know, which is another thing, just really quick about NYU, that's we learned that really quickly. Like, mm-hmm. that's not a priority.
It was not. That's mm-hmm. what, yeah, I would say my biggest takeaway in my dating life right now is just, it doesn't have to be a priority, which is... I've had a lot of people, when I talk about going to law school, one of the things they say, I won't say it's the first thing they say, or the only thing they say is like, oh, like you, I'm Jewish. And they're like, oh, you're going to meet a nice Jewish lawyer. Like, that's not why I'm going to law school. That should not be even something that's in, nobody is saying to a guy who's going to law school, you are going to meet your wife at law school. That's because they don't.
Yeah,
it's
that's
a different
some bullshit.
Yeah, that is because
it's like you didn't decide to become a lawyer to meet your husband. No. You decided to be a lawyer because that is something that like you want to do for yourself. Mm-hmm. It interests you. So yeah, it's very crazy. I just find like I totally even forget about the concept of 5-year-olds because I'm not around them. But when mm-hmm. I hear them yeah. say things like that, I'm like, what? Like
yeah. who's why? Teaching you that?
Like why?
We
are you
don't need to be teaching you
yeah,
that.
Like why are you thinking about yeah. these things?
One of our kids said. To another teacher, he's like, you know, Miss So-and-so, you're my girlfriend. And she's like, no, we're friends. I'm your friend. He's like, no, you're my girlfriend. And she's like, no,
it's not the same.
See, I know. It's like so interesting to me that we get instilled at such a young age. And then here we are, like, you know, in our 20s, 30s,
almost
whatever.
20 years later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And still like now talking about this and having like these issues of like, trying to find someone, and we've spent way too much brain power at the mm-hmm. age of 5 thinking yeah. about it.
On the other end of it, I was very proud. One of my little boys, the 5-year-olds in my class, came up to me, and he's like, I like, I don't know why I should use names, but they're 5. He's like, I like Unique because she's smart. That's great. That's awesome. That's a good reason to like someone.
Yeah, not because she's cute or whatever, mm-hmm. just because she's smart.
It's a good sentence.
Oh, mm-hmm. see, that makes me happy. But one thing I wanted to ask you guys, so are you guys talking on the phone with guys? Like, actual right. physical conversations?
I mean, like...
I should start with that.
Yeah, like, I mean, the thing about phones, I don't know what happened, but they, like, scare people now. Like, people really do not like the... Because, and I think it really has developed by, you know, having, first of all, Facebook... we were taught to, like, create this version of ourselves that the internet sees. Like, this is me, you know? Like, this mm-hmm. is who I am.
And I have time to think about it.
Exactly. And it's all developed that way. Like, how do you want to show yourself to the yep. world? How do you want to be perceived in a existing thing that is, like, you know, your people see it and it exists.
You have time to compile
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Yeah. So when they're thrown off, like, they know they're going to meet you. Obviously, they have to, you know, meet you. But, like, I feel like with texting, people have time. You know, they like having time yeah. to think about what mm-hmm. they're going to say. But if you call someone, they're like, oh, shit, what? I'm not prepared for this. And, like, mm-hmm. this is too much. Like, why do they want to talk to me? You know, like, we didn't like, schedule a time for this
yeah,
to happen.
Yeah, we did not schedule this phone call.
Like, this isn't yeah. something. So it can, like... be destructive, you know?
Were
like,
you dating someone?
Yes,
okay,
yes.
So,
yeah.
what like, happened there?
Basically, I had been seeing somebody, like, not that many times, just, like, a couple times, and then one night, I was just, like, walking home or something, or there was something, like, a plan. We were making debate. A plan. Yeah, it was, like, during one of the Democratic debates, right? Because that was ridiculous. But I was like, we were going to make a plan. And it just seemed easier explaining, like, why one day didn't work for me or something like that. So I was like, I'm just going to call him. Because we had been out a couple of times. And he didn't answer. Texted me, like, a minute later being like, why did you call me?
Really?
Yeah. And then after that, it was like, that's when it all went downhill. Like, we, like, didn't really see each other again after that.
Just because you called.
I mean, I don't think it was... There were other things that had happened before then that were kind of weird, too. But, like, definitely he was not cool with it. Like, it was, like... That was, like, over the line for him. It was, like, no, you don't call me. You know?
Yeah,
like,
it's the equivalent of being clingy now
yeah,
or stalking. Or,
yeah, which I think is sad because yeah. it's, like, I would rather, you know... First of all, I want to, like... I can't understand who you are
mm-hmm. right,
on the texting thing. So it's, like... I don't know if what you're saying is what you're trying to say. I don't know if you're understanding what I'm trying to say. And so I just want to call you and figure it out. And especially with some of the people these days, like some people I have a really good texting rapport with. But other people, it's like, you just really don't know.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So yeah. It's not that weird that you, like, called him just to say, like, hey, I can't make this. Like, mm-hmm. It wasn't like you were going to, like, let's talk about our day and, yeah, like, yeah. what you and have for dinner. Yeah.
But the problem was, I think I left a voicemail. Mistake. So.
And, yeah, I will say.
What did your voicemail say?
It was like, hey, like, I don't even remember. I think I was just saying, like, call me back. I just wanted to talk to you about our plan. And but then when he did call back, maybe I was weird. I don't know. I remember telling you I was weird.
Yeah, and I remember saying you were not. Yeah. But I would say it's a super societally, complete society thing too. I would say it's not just even in the dating world, which is why it is extra weird in the dating world. We have a friend who thinks you are dying if you call her. And if you leave her a voicemail, she will have a panic attack.
Yeah, that's true. She does not like it when you call.
I remember a few days ago, I was trying to make plans with a work friend. Another female, like 100% just friend thing, obviously. And I had a moment, we were trying to figure out what things were, we were trying to figure out what things were costing and when we should go and whatever. And I was like, it'll be so much easier if I call her, and I did end up calling her and it was fine, but I did have a moment of like, are we there yet?
Yeah. Which is so silly.
Which is
because
so bizarre.
Why,
yeah.
Why can I not just like speak to you about this? And anytime I talk to a friend on the phone, it's a million times like in making plans.
Yeah.
It's a million times better than
easier.
Texting, easier and also just better because sometimes you say like you saying I want to do this instead of that just sounds nicer over the phone
than on
texting.
Text.
It can seem really like abrasive.
You can't do tone.
Mm-hmm. It just like gets the job done. I feel it's like, hey, I'm gonna be late. Like, let's meet here instead. Bye. Instead of like waiting for that person to respond to the text to make sure they know that you're not gonna be there on time.
Exactly.
Like, the whole thing is just so weird. But I have the same. People say that all the time. It's not like people that you meet and start dating are calling you to chit chat in the middle of the day or
and
anything.
And you know, I would actually be totally. I would be happy if that happened. Like, I'd be like, great. Even a person that I hadn't been seeing that long, if they called me, I would never think it was weird. Mm-hmm. Unless they were weird, but like,
yeah, no, I'd be thrilled.
I would be like, oh, this is nice. Like, I just wanted to chat. Like, that's cool with me.
It's so weird because it's like you go from like either we're like strictly on a text, like just texting, and that, or we meet in person.
Yeah,
right.
There's
it's such
like
a big
no
jump
in between, which the in between I feel is kind of important. Back in the day, that's what they did. You know, they
I will say, even back in the day, middle school, high school, not only were there phone calls. But there's even, if you think about AIM, Instant Messenger, you could talk so much quicker when you're typing rather than texting.
Yeah.
Like, that is even in between texting and meeting. Yeah, it is so, and then, you know, and then people are surprised when first dates are awkward or whatever because it's such a, it's a huge leap from texting, kind of.
To meeting in person.
Yeah.
And, like, having a dinner, which I always think is so interesting that you go from, like, texting to dinner. Because dinner is, like, you're committed for at least an hour. And, I mean, it's not like you're going
to
get up and leave in the middle of it.
To be fair, I've never been on a first date dinner from online.
Really?
Drinks.
Oh,
first
I have.
Date. Oh, yeah. I remember that. Lapa-Lapa.
Lapa-Lapa. And the guy at Republic.
Oh, yeah. I've never done that before. Always drinks.
I think it's weird too because I would think there's like a lot of pressure there, right? And then also like who pays?
Well, we can get into that.
Yeah.
I always try to pay.
Yeah. Always.
But it's not worth a fight to me. If they fight really hard, obviously I'll let it go. I will say though, I am much, much more insistent on paying if I know there's not going to be a second date. If I know it's a bust, if I know that I'm never going to see him in, because then at least I don't know. I feel like you're not getting even a second date out of this. Like, I should definitely, this is just a meal that we're having, you know? This is no longer a date.
I went out with this guy that I met at the yoga studio, that was awful. Well, it was fine. We went out a couple of times. The last time I had decided that I didn't want to date him because I found out how old he was. And I didn't know that before. 35.
I had a guy once tell me he was 2 years younger than he was.
Yeah.
Straight up lie, because he knew how old I was.
Oh, yes, I remember now.
Sorry.
Anyway, so it was the time that I realized, like, we were during the date, I was like, no, you're too old. This is so weird. And he like slipped his card in before I could even do anything. Like, he had paid. And I was like, okay, we're going to go to the cupcake shop and I'm buying you a cupcake. And then I bought the old man a cupcake and I left. I was
out. You're like, somehow this makes it even.
Yeah,
exactly. Somehow this cupcake.
I was like, I'm buying you this cupcake.
And I wonder if he thought it was like you wanted to spend more time with him.
Probably.
And like,
he knew about the end. Like, he took the hint, actually, so.
Wait, I mean, like, what's your age limit? Like, 5 years older than you is your age limit?
If somebody was 30 and I really liked them, I think I'd be fine with it. But
I will say my age limit has been 29 or, like, 30-ish since I got to college, though. Yeah. So it's, like, the age gap has been decreasing because something above, I'm somehow above 30 feels...
Too much.
Yeah. I mean, it just really, like, I guess it depends, maybe, mm-hmm. because when I was on these dates with this guy, it was just kind of like, you could tell there was something mm-hmm. off. It was like, first of all, why do you want to date me when you're so much older? Mm-hmm. I don't want to be your age. I want to be my age.
Right.
So if they're too old to make you feel like you're supposed to be their age, because I've also dated somebody who's 28 and I didn't feel... Like, that was fine. They were, you know, like, not making... I could be my age. Mm-hmm. But it's when I start feeling like I can't be my age.
Or they couldn't come to hang out with your friends.
Yeah.
Or
exactly.
Or they think... To me, dating older guy... Again, yeah, it does depend guy to guy because I've dated up to 10 years older. And sometimes it's fine, but sometimes they want to try to, like... teach you about life and they're condescending and every time you say something they're kind of like, you know what I mean?
It's like nice, that's part of it. That's really,
yeah, it's patronizing.
Like a little girl.
It's very patronizing.
It's
That is so crazy. So I've only ever dated people that are my age or maybe a year older. That's it.
Like, a guy, the guy who was 10 years older than me, who is also the same guy that lied and he told me, I was 18 and he told me he was 26. And then turned out he was 28.
Wow.
Yeah. But I will say we did have stuff to talk about, and that was part of the reason that it didn't work, because I was kind of like, we shouldn't still have this much in common when you are 10 years older than me.
Yeah, see, I always assume that, like, if I were 18 dating a 28-year-old, like, who I was at 18 and who I was at 28 are very different people.
Exactly.
Like, what could we have possibly had so much in common, or, like... Well, I don't know.
It just feels like there's something like what do you want?
Why
do you want
in this?
Yeah, and how did you get here in your life?
Yeah.
I want one bad date from both of you. Like, the worst date that you had recently.
This guy who was he reminded me of the douche from
Parks and Rec.
And I told him this. And he was like he was like, "Wait, I don't think he had watched the show," which obviously was a reason why we shouldn't be together, but he also "I remind you of someone called the douche," and I was like, yeah.
But I can't believe you said that to
him. I told him, he seemed like the kind of guy that could take it, you know. He was ordering like he was like, "Let's do Patron shots," like on a Tuesday. We were drinking so much, and I'm like, I like can usually handle that, but I was like, this is so weird. You're like, you're straight up like, he had this, like, big head, and he was just like, "What?" Like, you know, like, the dude, she was, like, just saying, like, really inappropriate stuff, and, like, it was just so weird, and I had to tell him that.
I can't believe you said that.
I know.
I love it. I think
it was still, like, fun, though. I mean, like, because I knew I wasn't going to date him again, right? I was like, I don't need to go out with you, but, like.
Did he try to make out with you at the end?
No. I was like, bye. Like,
oh,
you know,
really?
Yes,
I would think that.
No, he did not. I guess maybe he could have, but I was, like, out before that happened.
Because I feel like guys would want to get you drunk and then be like,
oh,
okay, we're going
to
that's the plan.
Almost every date that I've ever been on has been like, so should we continue this back?
But not always. Sometimes they're nice.
Right, and that's usually a good, if they don't try to get me to their apartment, it's usually, And the thing is like, it's, my answer is, I don't know. It's like, I don't know you. This is still, stranger danger, me going back to your apartment right now.
I have another one, actually. I don't know if you knew about this, but I went out with this guy one time, just one time, and he was, like, pretty nice. It also so happened that my best friend was at that restaurant with her boyfriend. We didn't know
that was going to happen. Oh, yeah. No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, but this is... Oh, okay. You don't know about what I'm about to say. Great. So he was, like, nice enough, but then, like, when we tried to plan other dates, like, just didn't happen. So we were like, okay, whatever. Like, I don't think we cared that much. Like, maybe 3 weeks later, he sends me, like, he like, comes back, says something, and I just don't respond, or I say, like, I don't remember. But then, like, a week after that, dick pic.
He sent you a dick pic?
That was his... he just sent me a dick pic. We went out one time. Mm-hmm. And like
with no caption.
No caption. Dick pic. I was like, that's your choice? What is that supposed to get me to do? What do you want me to say to that? Like, I had already not, like, respond... Like, it had been a long time. Like, we were done trying to set up dates. Mm-hmm. You know? It was so bizarre.
Like, you were gonna see it and be like, oh, I need that.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's what I want. Yes, thank you.
Thank you for
the... I will say the... just to follow up on that. I once got a dick pic, and then when I sent back... like, a lot of question marks, and he was like, oh, sorry, wrong person.
That's the way to deal with a dick pic. Because the best part is, who was he trying to send it to?
I mean,
we're ending on a really high note.
Yeah,
like, I love it. Yeah. Thank you, girls.
And that wraps up this week's episode for Status Complicated. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. And hearing the perspective and the realities of urban college life and what that's like to go to a college like NYU and the way it shapes your dating world. But I think most importantly, the way it shapes who you are. And I think knowing at an early age what you like, what you don't like, and having self-awareness is something that I don't know if all 22-year-olds feel that way, but I definitely know I didn't when I was their age, so it really makes me happy to see these two young women that are confident and happy in where they are in their life, and I think we can learn a lot from that. But we can also learn from their mantras, which I think one of them that we can all use at any age when going into dates is, I'm awesome, but what's wrong with you? It's more to give you confidence going into this date, to not be self-conscious, to not worry about being the best person or the most interesting person, but just knowing that you have a lot to offer and this person should come in feeling the same way and hopefully have a successful date. I do think confidence is sexy, and I think that Carrie Bradshaw in the beginning of this episode said it best when she said, it's really up to us to define our own happiness. So I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you'll join us next time. Thanks again.